The state budget in California is 20 days late. That means frustration for Arnold Schwarzenegger, who promised an on-time budget when he ran for governor last year. Over the weekend, Governor Schwarzenegger returned to the campaign trail, appearing at shopping malls around the state. The idea was to raise public support, but Schwarzenegger raised a lot of eyebrows, too. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Long before he was governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger inspired a sketch on Saturday Night Live. Cast members Dana Carvey and Kevin Nealon played a couple of bodybuilders with familiar Teutonic accents.
I'm Han.
I'm France.
And we want to pump you up.
And anyone who wasn't pumped up, they said, was a girly man. Saturday, at a shopping mall east of Los Angeles, life imitated shtick, as Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger blasted Democratic lawmakers for not having the guts to stand up to special interests.
If they don't have the guts to come out here in front of you and say, I don't want to represent you, I want to represent those special interests, the unions, the trial lawyers, that want them to make the millions of dollars, I don't want to represent you. If they don't have the guts, I call them girly men. They should go back.
The recording's a little hard to hear, but yes, that was the governor of the nation's most populous state calling the lawmakers he's negotiating with girly men. The remark caused an uproar among Democratic legislators, feminists, and gays, and hasn't been repeated. Schwarzenegger has, however, also called legislators children and told crowds to, quote, terminate them if they don't go along with his budget.
Well, we've been shocked.
Don Parada is the Democratic majority leader in the Senate.
There's no percentage, no value at all, having him go out on the road and try to demean another branch of government. He doesn't need to do that to us in order for him to be the leader of this state. In fact, I believe it's counterproductive.
Parada says it hasn't been lost on members of his party that Schwarzenegger has carefully picked the locations for these speeches in swing districts currently represented by Democrats.
It's no coincidence that they're stringing us out at a time when the November elections have loomed. And we've even had the governor said yesterday, I'll see you in November, as though we were some schoolyard kids saying, I'm challenging you to a fight outside. But when he gets in front of a crowd, something seems to take over. He seems to get himself whipped up into saying things that I'm sure he doesn't mean. But once he's said them, he seems like he's in a position where he has to defend them.
On the contrary, the governor is simply trying to involve the voters in the political process, says Dick Ackerman, leader of the Republican minority. And people who complain about the governor's rhetoric, he said, are just blowing things out of proportion.
The governor has his own vocabulary, and he's more of the Hollywood type. You and I would probably not say some of those things, but that doesn't mean it's right or wrong. That's part of his sort of standard operating procedure, and I think people understand it. People sometimes get tired of all the political correct language and the correct speak, and they like people to just say what they think, and he often does that.
But Bruce Kane, director of the Institute of Governmental Studies at the University of California at Berkeley, says that Schwarzenegger's rhetoric could do some lasting damage to his own image.
And that's too bad, because I think Arnold's real appeal to California was that he was going to lift us above the partisan politics, that he was going to take us into a new era of bipartisanship. And for a while, it looked like that was happening. But now it's breaking down, and it's looking like the same old politics, a very bitter partisanship again.
Schwarzenegger met only with Republican leaders yesterday. The governor's office wouldn't say who he was meeting with today. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.